Welcome to the Putting Couch, episode 28. The Putting Couch is brought to you by Seymour's Tour Team. I'm Jim Grundberg, along with Cody Hale and Ted Galina. And today we start the process of starting to bring into the Putting Couch the top instructors in the world, the top Seymour certified SPI putting instructors. And we are so delighted to have Andy Gorman with us today. He's one of the top instructors in Europe. He is a short game specialist, and really there's nobody else like him that covers the short game in Europe and in the UK. And we're just delighted to have you with us today, Andy. I know our global listeners are going to be really excited to get your take on all things putting today.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for inviting me on, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with you and your listeners.
Fantastic. And Andy does have a putting studio and fitting studio near the Belfry at Wishaw Country Club in the middle of the UK. And it is, of course, just a pleasure. We haven't done this yet where we've had done a deep dive with one of our instructors. But Andy, you've been a big believer in Seymour and all the things that Seymour helps you accomplish with your students in the short game for a long time. So give us a little bit of a background on that.
Yeah, I was introduced to the Seymour brand through the UK distributor, Melvin Fern, and I'm guessing that's got to be about 8 years ago now. Time flies, and the last few weeks have flown even quicker, of course. But the last 8 years or so, has been just, incredible that I've been able to have a putter in my hand, not just for me, but for my students as well, that allows me to check every aspect of the putting stroke before I go ahead and pull the trigger and hit the ball. So, I've not put another putter in the bag from any other brand. I've swung them, I've hit them, as you do, but, I've had nothing else in the bag since I was introduced to the putter brand. I want to say it was 2012, when I was introduced to the product. So, absolutely love it.
Now that's outstanding, and I know that you feel like we feel that the Seymour putter and rifle scope technology, I mean, it really is the ultimate training aid, and this day and age, I mean, more and more golfers are talking about training aids and obviously fittings and lessons being such a huge part of the game, and with the Seymour putter, you're one step ahead of where you would possibly be with anything else because of the fact that it does give you a system. And as you said, as an instructor, it gives you an interface with your students to be able to constantly check. So, and, it certainly helps that, like all of our global instructors, you love the product yourself and you've used it competitively and you believe wholeheartedly in it. And you watch Zach Johnson make 10 birdies in the last round to win the 2015 Open Championship right there in just north of you. And, those are the types of magical moments that I think, we Seymourians, we look back at and we say, it can really help you get into the best putting zone of your life. And I'm sure, we all have to remind golfers that there are other things that could get in the way of making putts on a certain day, but you have eliminated variables. Is that kind of how you approach it?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, as you guys know, I've had a my own putting training aids for a number of years. My T-Stroke brand of products have helped students get into the optimum setup position. And very similar time frame, 2011, I devised that training aid and my own, in effect, system of getting a player to shaft plane and forearms, forearms geometrically aligned with, for the path. So getting that shaft plane, so we want the face to be nice and square to the path of the club. Obviously, there is an arc in relation to the stroke, but there's also a path that moves from side to side. So, it's really about optimizing the setup so we practice and formalize our practice to practice as perfectly as possible. And, one of the biggest, issues, of course, then is, we can have face alignment relative to target, but we can also understand that there is a position for the body to get in that delivers the putter back to the ball in a very precise way. And, loft and the face variables of, target orientation, are some of those factors that, ultimately the RST helps to eliminate. And, you know, I can't take my tee stroke out onto the putting, you know, practice green, yes, but tournament greens, no. But, you know, I can take my Seymour putter out and get into the same positions, you know, for my ball position and make sure that, you know, my face is square to me and to my eye line and, you know, all those things that help me. And then, of course, I can portray that, you know, to my clients as well. And, you know, and their feedback is as positive as the feedback that I can give you, of course.
Tell us about the average, I mean, putting lesson. I mean, when do you start? Is it somebody, I know since you're known as a short game specialist, oftentimes it is people coming to seek you out for their putting. And we know that that's a rare thing these days because most instructors will tell us that, you know, they really just want to get to that point with one of their members that they can somehow impress upon them that, you know, 40% of the game is the fastest way to lower scores. And, you know, many golfers still don't seem to get that. But how do you address that with your clients?
Yeah, I mean, it can be a challenge. Fortunately for me, you know, folks seek me out because, you know, I'm one of a handful of putting specialists in the UK. So, and Europe. I mean, I've got clients who, you know, fly in from Europe to come and see me, which is great. And you know, I'm located, you know, just a few minutes away from the Birmingham airport, which is a busy international airport, you know, which has great links across to Europe. So, you know, from that point of view, it's, you know, I mean, an opportunity for a network. You know, I get guys come down from Scotland, across from Ireland, from mainland Europe. Very few golfers from the local area, which is kind of mad. And I don't really understand why, but golfers seek me out. You know, I have a presence on social media, as you're aware. You know, my Instagram and Facebook lives are popular, and you know, that's how folk find me. So, you know, they've recognised there's a shortcoming. I do, you know, as much as I can to say to folk, look, you know, the fastest way to improve if you're averaging two putts a green, you know, is to knock a few putts in. And you know, from a philosophy, I remember hearing, you know, when I first went out onto the European tour, there was a guy out there and he said, you know, putting's a very straightforward thing, really. It's one putt per green, two if you must. And I'd never heard that, you know, and it resonated with me. You know, it didn't take long for that to get under my skin. And, you know, I was very fortunate. I got to know Harold Swash before he retired from coaching, you know, on the main tour. And, you know, he was very much of the philosophy that if you can see the hole, you can hole the putt. And, you know, that really was something for me. You know, once I got that, you know, I started holding putts again, because rather than trying to get it close, I was trying to get it in, you know, even if it's from 40 or 50 feet. And, you know, I do hole some long putts on the basis that, you know, I am trying to hold it. I don't feel that when I hold a putt, it's a fluke. You know, even from that sort of distance, you know, the attempt is there. Yeah, and, you know, I think once you sort of impress upon that to, you know, potential clients, when they come to me, you know, I vet them through a telephone interview, find out whether they are serious about improving. And I'm quite happy to say no to a client who, you know, I don't feel is suitable for a program that's going to take them through every aspect of putting. You know, at that point, you know, we determine that, you know, two putts per green is not the way to play. And whether it's a, you know, a 24 handicap golfer or, you know, scratch or tour player, you know, anybody in between, you know, we're out to improve the, you know, probably the easiest and fastest way to improve your score, you know. And then once we've developed a putting stroke, we can then look at the short game. I you know, generally won't look at somebody's short game before I look at the putting. If there's a, you know, if they come specifically for a short game lesson and then the question gets asked for putting, then, you know, great. But, you know, if it's a putting and short game inquiry, we always start with putting. Once we've built a stroke that's, you know, bulletproof and they can rely upon it, then we can move into short game. And that can be, you know, as little as a month or, you know, part of a 3-month program, you know, where you see such dramatic improvements, and then they're chomping at the bit waiting to work on the rest of their game. But, you know, as soon as he gets out to a full wedge, then that's me. I'm done with them. You know, I've moved them on to their, you know, back towards their swing coach and go and focus on that. You know, I'm not going to interfere with any swing coaching. Once I'm done with the wedge shots, you know, and we've fixed the putting stroke and we've got them rolling it nicely, then, you know, I'm done with them. you know, and we'll arrange a, you know, some kind of checkup, whether it's half yearly or annually, and just, you know, keep going from there. But a lot of the guys that started with me, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, are still with me on, you know, on a monthly retainer. So, you know, they're happy to, for me to just keep an eye on their putting stroke, and I don't want anybody to be reliant upon me. You know, I want them to feel that they can fix it themselves. You know, especially clients who can't get to see me on a you know, face-to-face basis, that they can work, you know, remotely as well. So, you know, but we check in and, you know, we meet up and do it whichever way we can, and keep on top of the, you know, the technique, the method, the principles, the mindset, because it's all part, you know, it's a big picture. It's not just, you know, a particular method of swinging a putter, of course, you know, or particular putter that they're using. You know, it's the whole gamut, really. You know, posture determines balance determines brain function, you know, and movement. So, you know, it's a really important part of the putting stroke and the game and putting game.
Andy, you've coached players at all levels, you know, throughout the year, and especially being, you know, especially on the tour as well. So you've seen a lot of great players and great putters that you've worked with. So, you know, how much of since you're so focused on the short game, how much of, you know, you're talking about posture and setup, and, you know, you have these coaching programs. How important is it for these students, I mean, early on, to get something that is properly fit for them so they can build a great foundation going forward? Then it does sort of leave it up to them. They're going to understand why they're getting good putts, why they're getting bad putts, and it's sort of maintenance from there forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's as critical for me on, you know, even before day one. So before, you know, day zero, if there is such a thing, you know, is the putting consultation on the phone. That's the pre-consultation in effect. And I say to the guys that right at that point, you know, are you prepared to make adjustments to your posture? Because invariably it comes, you know, the conversation starts around, I'd like a new putter. You know, I know you do putter fittings, you know, Seymour's and other brands that you're particularly, you know, involved with. But, you know, it starts at that point. I'd like to have a putter fitting. Right. Are you prepared to change your fitting, your position, your postural position, in order to accommodate your body and brain capabilities before a putter is even considered to be part of the equation? And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like, what are you saying? I said, well, look, you know, you can go to a big box store and have a putter fit in, but invariably you'll end up with a 34-inch putter with 70-degree lie and 3 degrees aloft. And that's not a putter fit in just because they plugged you into Sam Putt Lab and that putter seems to suit you, sir. You know, when big box stores have got $10 million worth of, you know, pounds worth of putters on the shelves, they do not want to be building new putters or ordering new putters from manufacturers. So, you know, to be able to custom build the putter specifically for the player, you know, is the number one reason why I work with a manufacturer in the first instance. And so the first conversation that I had with Melvin was actually led by that, you know, every putter will be built specifically for the client. Wow. You know, that, you know, was music to my ears. And ultimately, from my point, it meant that I could make sure that every putter that left my studio was specifically built for that individual, and that they were going to get the very best product in their hand to be able to do the job, which was, of course, to roll the ball towards the target, hopefully on the right line, hopefully at the right speed, that will then allow gravity to pull the ball into the hole. So, you know, once we could get those factors in place, and once a client is aware of that, they're much more, you know, comfortable with the idea that a putter may be several inches longer than they've been led to believe is the right fit for them. You know, because if somebody walks into the studio 6'5", I mean, who on earth is going to tell them that, you know, a 34-inch putter off the shelf is perfectly fit for you, sir, and sleep straight at night? That's my big thing. You know, I don't leave my studio at night knowing that I've missold anything. In fact, if anything, I'm an anti-salesman. You know, you don't need a new putter at this point in time. Let's just lengthen the one you've got. You know, because if I haven't got the putter in stock and it might only be a few days away from getting it to them, I'll adjust their putter to get them away in the studio, you know, fitted with the right length club, right lie, even if it's their own one, and ultimately we're going to fit them with a Seymour at some point. But, you know, that they'll be fitted, they'll leave the studio with a putter that fits their new posture. So they cannot practice anything other than what's perfect at that point in time. And then, you know, they understand the reasons why they're doing it. It's really important that, you know, a player understands why as much as what they're doing. You know, because when, you know, we all miss putts, the target's too small for us not to miss them. You know, so ultimately, you know, we're always going to miss putts, even if we feel we should have held it. You know, there are plenty of nuances that will stop the ball going in. So, you know, the doubt always creeps in, and, you know, we know what golfers are like. They'll go and buy a new putter as fast as anything, you know, gives them an opportunity to go and spend a few dollars, right? you know, and we want them to do that. But, you know, that's ultimately, you know, for me, I say to them, look, you can have as many putters as you like, as long as they all fit the right length, the right lie, the right loft. You know, and then the looks are entirely up to the player, you know, get comfortable and get, you know, get swinging it correctly.
So you mentioned a couple of things right there that are awesome. And we always, I think Ted would agree, we see this a lot. So many players sort of build their setup off of a putter they've picked up over the years, and it may not be suitable for the posture they need, or creating the setup that allows them to swing the putter in the most free way or have the most mobility in their putting stroke to be able to square the putter face. So sometimes with putter fitting, it's got to be a little bit of instruction. Talk about a few tips why posture is so important, and how does a player get into the correct posture?
For me, I want to. It's a great question, because ultimately, you know, athletic posture is, you know, I hear Pat talk about it. You know, an athletic posture is really important, but an athletic posture to me is one of balance. You know, we know. Us in the room are, you know, all sort of reasonably athletic. We might not, you know, feel like it at times, but, you know, in terms of a lean body, if we consider that to be athletic, then, you know, we're all pretty fortunate. But, you know, plenty of guys out and girls out there that aren't. And, you know, but an athletic posture for me is skeletal, not, you know, physical. And the skeletal structure is very much about being balanced and in line. So the balance for me is that the shoulders are in line with the toes when a player bends from the hips in order to establish their postural position, not excessive and not rounded to try and flatten the shoulders at the top of the spine, so that they can allow their arms to hang with their trail elbow underneath the shoulder. And that puts the hands out in front of the shoulders, not directly underneath. So, you know, common term obviously being the suspension point, I want the hands in front of the shoulders and the elbow to be in line with the suspension point. So the shoulders for me, and the trail elbow, once they're in line, you know, then the arms are hanging free without tension. The player can then grip the club a little firmer, you know, so they have control over the club face, which I know goes against the grain of holding it light like a bird with a broken wing and tube of toothpaste without the cap on and all that. But it gives us, you know, much more control of the club face. But the upper posture, this taller posture, also allows a player then to free swing their arms and get their, you know, posture moving around, you know, their putting stroke moving around their spine, rotational movement of the chest, but allows the arms to swing on plane from side to side. So the putter's not swinging around the body, it's swinging in front of them from side to side. You know, and what that does is it gives the body, you know, and the brain the freedom that it knows it's in balance, so that it's not bent over so far that it's fighting for balance first. You know, the brain, you know, I don't want to get too heavily, we'd swallow up another hour time if we started talking about the brain and its functions, but the brain is much freer when the body is in posture where it's balanced, and that we're, you know, a bit more in the balls of the, you know, not so much the toes, but, you know, more in the laces of the shoe for our balance, much more center balance. We don't want it in the heels, not in the toes, but much more centered. You know, like I say, the checkpoints will be shoulders in line with toes, arms hanging freely. And then from there, we can grip the club, you know, which allows me then to do, you know, online fitting as well, you know, so remote fitting. I don't have to have a client in the studio to be able to do a remote fitting. You know, I can do a remote fitting, you know, without Putt Lab. As much as I'd rather have that, you know, there are times where you can't, when a client is 5,000 miles away, you know, or 10,000 miles away, wherever they may be in the world, they can work with me and get a remote fitting and get the putter fitted very accurately.
And you,
Andy, those are some fantastic points. It's, I mean, you boil everything down to make it as natural as possible, right? I mean, you don't want any abnormalities or anything. You just want to be as comfortable as possible in a natural position. Talk about the similarities, the questions or comments that you get from your 24 high handicappers to when you go out on tour and meet with those guys and girls, and just talk about the similarities and the questions that they're asked, both sides of the spectrum are asking.
I tell you, one of the biggest similarities, you know, when I can ask a player, you know, what tour experience, many of the times putting greens remote from the, you know, from the practice ground. But when the practice ground is close by and you get an opportunity to watch a player, and they'll stand there and hit golf balls for 2, 3, 4 hours. They're swinging the golf club in excess of 115 mile an hour once they get the big stick out. And apart from their initial loosening up exercises that they'll do, and many of them have been in the physio trucks and have already done their loosen ups, and they've been in the gym and they've done the warm ups, etc. But they get out there and have a few swings, and they start getting up to speed. They never ever think about stretching out again until they finish. But they walk on the putting green, and literally a few minutes after bending over the first half, you know, handful of putts, they're reverse stretching. They're backs are aching, their hamstrings are tight, you can see they're reaching around, they're touching the toes, they're really trying to stretch themselves out again. For me, that's an alarm bell saying, look, that putter's too short, posture's too bent over, you're no longer in an athletic position. And these are elite players being given clubs that are too short for them. And it'll be a little bit like FootJoy giving a size 8 shoe to, you know, a guy who wears size 11. You know, I mean, that's, you'd never think about trying to put your foot in there. But when the putter, you fit onto a putter, not into a putter. So, you know, you're putting your foot into a pair of shoes. If you can't see they're too small, you know, immediately, you know, you're never going to get your foot into something that's 3 sizes too small. But, you know, you can immediately see that that's the case. Whereas, you know, when you explain that to a player, whether they're a 24 handicapper or, you know, a scratch golfer winning tournaments, you know, you don't have to explain that with any depth. You know, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So you give them a longer club and straight away they go like, oh, no pressure on my back. Well, it feels a little bit weird. Well, yeah, of course it does, because the club's a little bit longer, but your posture's now up. Oh, I'm practicing for 15 minutes and I've not had to stretch. And you don't have to be an athlete, tour player athlete, to be, you know, feeling that relief when you're a 24 handicap golfer and you're bent over a desk or driving a car, you know, doing 50,000 miles a year as a rep. You know, your body is not in a position to bend over or put it too short for you. So, you know, those are the similarities. Plus, the challenges are that, you know, out on tour, the players have been so used to what would appear to be successful, you know, with a shorter club and a bent over posture. But of course, they're looking for that, you know, that 1%. They're looking for that one putt per round or even one putt per tournament that's going to make a difference. And this, you know, the posture where they become instinctive, you know, is the critical measure. And that's kind of how I would sell to a tour player. You know, if I can improve you by 2 putts per round, which is my typical average with an elite player, and, you know, 20% handicap lowering whilst on a program, you know, we'll see guys, you know, very quickly sort of open up their ears and, you know, sort of, wow, I'm kind of intrigued now. You can actually do that. Yeah, I can do that. You know, but you've got to buy into the whole system. You know, it's not just a case of, you know, here's a new club. You know, and of course the challenge if you're not out on tour every week is that, you know, there's another club coming towards another, you know, towards a player who's just missed the putt, that's either missed the cut or, you know, of course a manufacturer is prepared to pay you to miss a cut. Yeah, so. You know, sounds a little controversial, but you know me, guys, I could be a little controversial. You know, we know that manufacturers pay people to use putters, but you know, and you don't, you know, so guys come in on merit, they buy into the system, you know, and that's one of the things I love about it. You know, when they come to me as well, they buy into the system. You know, we're getting a player to putt instinctively, and I believe that every golfer on the planet with time and dedication can learn to putt as good as any tour player can, because it doesn't require athletic capabilities and 120 mile an hour club head speed. You know, something that every one of us can learn to do with a bit of dedication and application, but of course, you know, the right instruction as well, and, you know, and coaching and understanding and awareness of what is, you know, around a good putter that fits them properly.
And you talk, you mentioned briefly your tee stroke and the putting mat. Sort of explain to our listeners, like, you know, what those two training aids are, because they're really good, especially, you know, obviously we're a huge fan of the putting mat and, you know, the sort of the picture of how the putter head moves and the sweet spot plane and how the putter stays naturally on plane square to that arc, and how it can give the feeling of, you know, something different in a player's putting shirt that's going to allow them to be more efficient and be more consistent. So talk a little bit about that and how somebody could, you know, find that and look into to finding one for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, all products available on my website, which is andygorman.com. We are having a new website built at the moment, which will be andygormangolf.com, but it'll ultimately, both websites will be live. So the products are available there. The mat itself is it's a mat that rests on the green. You just throw it down on the green. We've changed the colors, made it a little bit more sexier this year. We've gone to the black and the gray and, you know, red with a nice white line on there, which actually, of course, is the Seymour colors. There was no coincidence there, of course. But, you know, recognizing how sexy the bags look on the green, you know, but yeah, we've changed the colors out to define the arc line. It's a two-dimensional view of a three-dimensional movement. And, you know, so it will reference a player's movement with the sweet spot, you know, and the club face in relation to the shaft plane around about 68 to 70 degrees. It's not definitive. It's not, you know, a specific number to say, you know, this is where it's going to be and this is where you should be exactly. It's a guide. And it's a reference point to be able to reference and note the sweet spot movement during the stroke itself. There are target lines either side, you know, either side. It's a left-right version, so it's completely versatile. It's got gate drills, which allows us to put tees in the ground at 50 mil apart, so around about a couple of inches. You know, and that gives us a start line tolerance so that we can start to establish whether or not we're delivering the club back squarely at the point of impact. So, you know, the mats, you know, they're not uncommon. We've seen other brands around, you know, and obviously, you know, thank you guys for, you know, endorsing the mat for me so that it gives credibility to, you know, to something that I've had around since 2013. So, you know, it's a really strong product. And actually, I mean, during, you know, this recent period, I've sold 250 of them, you know, in the last 6 weeks, which is just incredible. So, you know, it's been, that's really popular. The T-Stroke itself, for want of a better expression, looks a little bit like a window wiper. It's been described a few times as something similar. You clean off your condensation or your water off the windows. It fixes to the top of the putter with a couple of bands and the tee, and you know, just utilizing the hole and the top of the grip. And the bar itself just rests across your forearms while stabilizing the putter, optimizes the shaft plane so that the shaft plane points right the way up to the elbows, and allows the putter to just literally hang out of the hands and out of the grip, you know, so that you get into the optimum position. And we know from there the face will stay square to the path of the club. And of course, that neutralizes path face intolerance impact. So again, you know, working together with the actual mat, you can test your delivery of the club, you know, so that we are working path and face and delivering the club nice and square at the point of impact. So, you know, those are really what the products are about. So they're available on the website, say andygorman.com. AndyGormanGolf.com, and you know, customers, and they're free shipping anywhere in the world. So they retail at $29.99 each sterling, and like I say, I ship them free anywhere in the world.
Well, my takeaway so far is that missing putts and not knowing what you're doing out there on the greens is not fun. It's absolutely, it becomes drudgery, and that's why so many golfers, I think, sort of shy away from it, and yet, as Andy has talked about, in reality, you can change physically everything about the way you putt. Andy has explained how a Seymour putter can help every single golfer develop more of that tour-type putting stroke. But the really great thing is that when you go through and you commit to some improvement on the putting green, and you go to somebody like Andy, who is one of the top instructors in the world, or any of the other Seymour certified putting instructors out there, putting can go from being something that you really dislike and kind of is a big negative part of the golf game to something that you love and becomes fun. And I know, Andy, you said, you know, golfers who probably you would have assumed maybe, you know, would need a once a year annual checkup, because one of the things with the Seymour putter in your system is you've actually helped them to self-correct. You said you never want anybody to rely on you and have to call, you know, 911 as we do here in the U.S. or put out the SOS. You want golfers to feel like they can self-correct. But it really comes back to you can have an awful lot of fun and you know, mentally, you can get to the point where, I think you said it earlier, you're trying to hold putts. And, you know, you've learned the stroke. You've learned some of the other important dynamics of putting. Now go out there, and if you can see the hole, you know, try to make some putts.
Look, we come down to every aspect is, you know, we've got speed to deal with. We've got line to deal with. So it's important we understand, you know, how to read the greens. You know, but in the primary factors is, can you start the golf ball on a line that you've intended in the first place? And, you know, too many times I get golfers come to me and say, you know, what about this green weeding system? And I think, you know, Aimpoint is incredible. I mean, it simplifies everything. Again, it comes down to you've got to be able to read the greens first and you need to practice that. But can you start the golf ball on the line you intend to hit it on? And if you can't line the putter up and you can't line the body up geometrically to the putter, whatever your geometrics look like, you know, there are guys out there I know that stand closed and start everything online, stand open and start everything online, and guys that start square and can't deliver it straight. So, you know, so we've got to be able to tie it all in and understand exactly where it is. And for me, then understand, you know, why things happen. Why do I want to do this? Why is it that, you know, you want me in this position, Andy? Well, I'm going to explain to that golfer right in front of me, this is why I want you in that position. Your body and your brain work well in this position. You can deliver the club from side to side in this position and accurately return it. So why not get into that position? And, you know, at that point, then a player becomes more instinctive. And, you know, for those of us that have played a long time, you know, 42 years I've been playing the game of golf. You know, I can remember some of the rounds of golf as a kid, some of the painful rounds and some of the great rounds. And I talk with some of the senior players as well. And, you know, okay, Mark Moreland's a great guy that, you know, I get, you know, real chatty with when we're out on the greens. And, you know, he says to me, when I won the British Boys at the age of 14, you know, I never thought about it. And I said, well, I don't want you to think about it now. He said, but, you know, I'm 60 odd years of age. You know, I am thinking about it all the time. And I said, yeah, but you didn't think about it because you just did it, you know, and there's a point where we have to know what we're doing. The funny thing as well with Mark, you know, as a good example, and give one of the tour tales, but, you know, Mark was using the club that was a heck of a lot longer than he was using before we got talking. And, you know, he went back to that putter and he pulled it out. He said, putter's 37 inches long. I can't believe it. You know, well, of course, putters back in the mid 60s were, you know, so, you know, putters that are longer actually do work because you can stand taller and, you know, yeah, Mark got over it. And as we, you know, great Jack Nicklaus was bent over it. But, you know, I think we see an awful lot of players out there that are really good putters, stand well, stand tall, you know, can practice for hours because they're in good posture and they can be instinctive and they look comfortable. And that's really the difference. You know, let's say, you know, I can't emphasize enough that an athletic posture is skeletal, not physical. And, you know, it doesn't come down to, you know, how many pounds are on the outside of your skeleton. If your skeleton can stand properly, then you can swing the putter, you know, and that body, you know, reasonably well. You might not be able to generate 120 mile an hour club head speed, but you can swing a putter under control at 3 mile an hour, that's for sure.
Well, we can all putt great. We've been listening to Andy Gorman. This has been the Putting Couch, brought to you by the Seymour Putter Company's Worldwide Tour Team, and we have been delighted to have Andy Gorman on with us. We can all putt great. We can. There's nothing keeping us from putting as well as those pros out there other than a commitment to find somebody like Andy. So go to andygorman.com. You can actually take a remote putting lesson from Andy, and it'll be one of the greatest things you've ever done. So, Andy, I hope we can have you on again, but it's really been a delight to have you on the Putting Couch.
Jim, Cody, Ted, it's been fantastic, and it's been a great opportunity to share with your audience. So it's been a pleasure, and look forward to doing it again.
Fantastic. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us. If you haven't subscribed to the show, make sure you do wherever you're listening. Be sure to leave a rating and review, because that's how we get the Putting Couch podcast content in front of more people. Also, take a screenshot and share it on social media and tag us at Seymour Putters or hashtag Team Seymour.